Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
It arose on Monday through a conversation about apartment living and dogs and Clwyd, the housing agency, not allowing dogs into the apartment. And John was one of our callers, and he had three dogs, and he was being evicted effectively. But he also mentioned one of his other issues that he'd love people to talk about and deal with is hoarding. He is a compulsive hoarder, and he just cannot bear to get rid of material from his house. Now, Caroline Kavanagh is in Drogheda. Caroline, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Would you call yourself a hoarder?
I would be known as a hoarder. I do tend to hoard things. It's dreadful.
Okay, why is it dreadful?
Because I don't let things overpower me, overwhelm me, but I do tend to hang on to stuff, and I can't get rid of things, and I find places to store them. And I, recently enough, last year I moved house, so I had a lot of stuff in my other house, and I held an auction to try and get rid of things, and I did. I got rid of a lot of things holding an auction in the house. But yeah. I was saying to different friends, why did you not come along, you know, and buy some stuff? And they said, people my own age, it's trying to get rid of things we are, so that's why I couldn't go along because we were trying to get rid of stuff ourselves. So now I'm in my new house, and I have builders in doing bits and pieces, and I'm still hoarding, and I find that very difficult to get rid of. Even, you know, there's food, or there's, you know, a lot of kitchen equipment, because I moved into, you know, a house that had stuff in it. I can't get rid of the kitchen equipment because I'm thinking it's still good. So why do I need three or four frying pans? They're not broken, so I'll hang on to them. It's that sort of thing.
And do you have, is that the type of, you have three or four of everything?
More or less.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it's some of it I can't pass a bargain. And so I could have, you know, six bottles of fairy liquid sitting there waiting to be used because they were half price in Lidl or whatever it is. But they're there waiting and they're going to be used.
And is, Caroline, can I ask, is your new house untidy? Does it look? How does it look?
At the moment, there's builders in and everything's shoved into one room, more or less. So it is untidy and there's builders in it. So, you know, they're doing their thing. But it was untidy before that because it's smaller than my last house.
Now, you said earlier it's dreadful, but is, do you see it as a problem, Caroline?
It can be when things are stored in boxes, yeah.
Yeah. So is it for you a problem?
It's a problem to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Not a problem to store it. It's a problem to get rid of stuff. And my friends have been very, very helpful. And my daughter have been very, very helpful coming down and helping me get rid of stuff in order to let the builders in. And they're bagging stuff. And
You actually had to move stuff to let the let the builders into the house?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is very good. It's very therapeutic when the stuff does go.
Yeah,
but it's a big wrench actually letting it go.
And if someone says, let's get a skip and just chuck everything into it.
Yeah, but that's not the answer to it, because there's stuff I need to go through, stuff I love, stuff I will keep, stuff that'll come in handy. Maybe it won't be handy for me. It could be handy for you, Joe, you know.
Yeah, but what about people say, look into your wardrobe. If you haven't worn something in a year, throw it out.
Yeah, but then there's winter and summer, and you need clothes that. And then if you put on weight in the winter or this, you know, from one year to the other, then you'll need big clothes and small clothes. It's not taking that into account.
Yeah. Tommy, stay with us, Caroline. Tommy Curley. Tommy, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing? I'm glad you brought up the subject, and my heart went out the other day listening to the other gentleman talking about how bad this house was and the whole lot. I'm in the same situation. Now, my house isn't dirty, but the one problem is, you know, where a mouse makes an alleyway for itself to get round the house. Well, I've come to the stage I collect DVDs and CDs and the whole lot, and like the lady that's on with you there now, I'm a compulsive spender. I've actually tried to think 4 years ago, my family helped me, we cleared it, we got the skip and the whole lot, and we cleared everything and got thing. But the problem was, I didn't do up my house at the time it was cleared. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then what happened, slowly but surely, it started to come. And as I was telling Angus earlier on when he rang me, that I'm that embarrassed. My television, the satellite dish broke there just after Christmas. And I'm that ashamed to bring the TV man in to come to repair the satellite dish, because I'd be afraid of the shame I'd bring on to me family.
And then when you open your hall door, Tommy, what would I see?
When you'd be lucky to open my hall door, it's come to that stage.
What do you mean?
My parlour is full of stuff. My kitchen is full of stuff. My bedroom. Basically, I live from my kitchen to my... I'm disabled, and I live from basically from my kitchen to my bedroom to my shower room. I'd be far better to be in Mountjoy than where I am at the moment.
Are there some rooms in your house you cannot get into? Because
I can't get into my top floor.
Why?
Can't even get up the stairs.
Why? Because it's full of
with stuff I pass, clutter, and the whole lot. And it's not... I'm a compulsive spender, but that's the best way to put it. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and please God, I'll be 20 years sober next year. But it's a cross addiction, because what happens is with most people who hoard and compulsively spend, it's basically loneliness. You know,
is that your that's your analysis of what's why you do it?
Yeah, loneliness, because. Most, as you know, you train as a social worker and all. Most people who suffer from alcoholism, if they get a cross addiction, it's generally gambling. When people see you shopping, it's acceptable. Do you understand?
Right, yeah, of course, I understand. Absolutely.
I'll give you an example, Joe. Today I was in Tesco, so I'd done a quick shop around. And on the way out there was a charity shop open, and I went in and bought 3 DVDs, and I could probably fill that shop with all the DVDs I have. You know, instead of watching them the whole lot. Now, funny enough, recently I thought it was a bit of recovery. I'm due to get a spinal operation, and they said I have to start working on it bit by bit. And they put a so sad collection container down at the end of our street. And I got rid of 4 bags of clothes.
Okay, good
and
man,
I felt really good.
Good man, yeah.
But I was trying to explain to people, it's like an alcoholic just taking one drink. The one drink leads to put you back on the road to alcoholism. And it's basically, earlier this year, when Desperate Houses was advertised, I rang them to go on the show.
Right.
And the whatchamacallit, they rang me, and I was sick at the time, and I didn't answer them back. And then what was going through me mind was, if I went publicly on it, the shame I'd bring on to me family and friends. Because I have a loving, very loving family, and very loving friends.
And Tommy, is it dangerous? Is it a fire risk?
No, it is. To be honest, it is. But lucky enough, when I started hoarding the last time, it was papers, newspapers. I was collecting articles, I'd see articles,
that's dangerous.
And they were all over the house and the whole lot. And lucky enough, I quit buying papers. I don't buy papers anymore. Yeah. And I thought I have nipped it in the bud. But then I started to socialise. The only way I socialise, you only can drink so many cups of coffee.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? And the only place you'll meet, the post office, I go down to collect my pension, is the only communication I have in the week. And the chapel is getting, I'm 63, and I would be one of the youngest congregation, and the chapel's dying out, the post office is dying out, and the only place you meet is in the shopping malls,
where you meet people. And Tommy, you see it as a problem, you're hoarding.
Oh, I know.
I'm not trying to make it a problem. If you don't see it as a problem, well, that's one issue.
I see it as a problem and the whole lot, but I have to get it into my head that I have to bite the bullet. Like the time I went into the Rutland for recovery, of my alcoholism. I was even thinking of going to Coonwira before it even started, before it gets desperate houses to come down to go in for maybe 6 weeks to get me mind trained. Do you know the way to train your mind in recovery?
The Rutland are brilliant.
And then,
yeah.
Because like the lady said, you know the way you have your triplets, and they'd have magazines, and so you might have something that you think precious, and say, "Dad, throw that out," and you'd say, "No, me granda or me mother gave it to me."
Yeah,
or
I know,
me,
it's sentimental.
You know what I mean?
Whatever, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I would be like that with just the DVD.
Okay. How many DVDs do you think you have, Tom?
Oh, I would say about 500.
Yeah, and have you watched them all? No, or did
some of them are not even open.
Okay, stay there for a sec, Tommy, yeah. And Caroline, 51551.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie, Eugene Riley is in the same county as Tommy. Eugene, what do you do?
I clear out places for people that hoard stuff.
Oh, do you? And what type of places do you come across?
Well, it's mostly, say if somebody dies, the family wants to sell the house, or if somebody's downsizing. It's quite awkward to deal with them when there's people in the house, because they're literally fighting you over the stuff. You know, you're trying to get stuff out to get rid of it, and they're fighting you. And like I've done one off Dorset Street where a guy was living in a bedsit, and he went around at the days of the matches at the pubs there, and he collected all the pint glasses outside the pubs and brought them home, and he had them stored in a one bedroom flat there, from the floor to the ceiling, thousands upon thousands of pint glasses.
Wow.
He had barely enough room to get into his bed, and the guy used to sleep in his clothes. He never washed himself, never changed. He wore a suit, a three-piece suit, and he lived in the suit, you know.
Did you ever meet this fella? This child?
I met him once years ago. He suffered from he had a wet brain, and he couldn't remember anything. He could remember everything up to 1974, but nothing after that. Which was peculiar, you know. And then, like, I've done houses where the stuff would be 4 or 5 foot deep in them, and you literally, it's just, you know, you're in there in like protective clothing, because you wouldn't know what you'd come across, and just the stuff you come out unbelievable. And I've cleared out houses where war zones have been completely full of all new clothes, where the hoarder would just keep buying clothes and I wouldn't ever wear them, just the labels are all still on them. Like, we'd bag them up and we'd give them to the charity shops, you know. I'd give an awful lot of stuff to charity shops, you know.
Okay.
You'd find jewellery, you'd find money, you know. You wouldn't know what you'd find next, you know.
But Eugene, I can ask Tommy, from what you're telling me, Tommy, your house is clean, like it's...
Oh, it's clean, It's not when the previous time it was dirty, it was unclean, and I was not unwell. I actually, I was telling Angus, back 20 years ago, I was attacked and I had my head injured, and I suffered from head injuries, and that caused it and the whole lot, and I wasn't taking care of myself, you know. But from then, if you met me, please God, if I get up to see you in Belfast next week, you'll see, when I'm out, I'm immaculate. I keep myself clean, washed,
shaved,
the whole lot. The same as my bed clothes. I change my bed regular and the whole lot. It's not what that gentleman, there's extremes of hoarding, you know what I mean? There's the chronic alcoholic, well, there's the chronic hoarder, there's the normal hoarder, there's the person who just is a compulsive spender.
And which category would you put yourself in, Tom?
Well, I put myself in the middle. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'll give you an example.
And if Eugene there, and I don't put anyone in on the spot, and I'm very conscious, Tommy, as well, that it's not just an issue of hoarding. But if Eugene offered Tommy to come up and help you to clean out your house, would you get a fright, or would you say, you know, I want to think about that, or would you jump at the opportunity?
I wouldn't jump at the opportunity just yet.
I'll tell
you why, Joe.
Okay.
What I said to you earlier on about going into a place like Coonwira or even the Rutland, it's to get your mind into focus. That when you go, the shock wouldn't be as bad.
Okay.
Because the last time, it was only papers the last time. Now, remember, it was only papers and clothes. And I for about 6 weeks, I was as if I was going to have another breakdown.
Okay.
So that's why I want to be careful physically and mentally.
And I encourage that, absolutely.
Like, later on, one of your researchers can give me the gentleman's number.
Hold on to it.
And then I'll make a decision. But I will want to be in the right frame of mind. My problem is, Joe, I'm a generous person. And what happens to me is, I'll give you an example. There's a friend of mine, his son is getting married in August. I actually bought a present for them in January. Now, he is a great chap. He's a great friend of mine.
Okay.
He comes and visits me and all. And the other day, I gave him the present. Says, I know they're not getting married till August, but it'll give me a start on sorting out the house.
Okay.
I have a few friends at Stobertus and celebrations and weddings and stuff like that. Okay. I buy things far, far in advance because I'm on a pension and I save the amount of money, and then when I see something, I say, well, I'll buy that for
thing.
You know what I mean?
Okay, Tommy, as I say, we'll pass on those details, but there's no compunction on your part, Tommy.
Just before I go, Joe, thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk. Remember, hoarders are the normal people you see in the streets. Behind every door, the people live on their own. Be a friend to them.
Okay, hear.
Visit to them.
Okay.
Because it's loneliness that causes hoarding.
Okay. Tommy, you mind yourself. That's Tommy Kerley and the Doc and Eugene Riley. Thanks indeed.